Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix and Alpharetta on Haynes Bridge Road. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, who's had some amazing listeners stop by, and I was just handed some healthy vegan bites this morning. It looks delicious. I'm going to power
those
up and
look
fuel
delicious,
those.
But I'll take your word for it.
Well, you guys have donuts over there if you would like to get your hands
you
on some donuts.
The deal. I don't know why we're going to beat around the bush here.
Tearing one of those chocolate ice and donuts, man. I tell you what.
If you want to stop by and distract us from the work we need to do today, go ahead. It's 9 a.m. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. The Hawks are back in action tonight against the Pistons in Detroit. Pregame is set for 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7. Georgia will open up its 2026 SEC schedule in Arkansas. New LSU head coach Lane Kiffin is going to return to Ole Miss on September 19th to take on his old team. And ex-San Diego Padres closer Robert Suarez has signed a 3-year, $45 million deal with the Braves. But the thing we are celebrating all day today, Kirk Cousins led the Falcons to a 29-28 comeback victory over the Buccaneers. He completed 30 of 44 passes for 373 yards and 3 touchdowns. Here is Kirk after the game with Dave Archer.
Yeah, it's fun to come out on top, like you said, and make the final play. Proud of just the way we fought. It's fun to win as a team when all three phases have to make plays to make it happen, and it wasn't easy, and that makes it all the more worth it at the end.
Cousins last night on the field was more than just a quarterback. He was almost like a coach at times, a very stern coach. He was getting after people on the field. Off the field, on the sideline, he got after David Sills at one point, not for the egregious drop he had at one point, but the two plays later where he kind of cut a route off and Kirk yep. wanted him to continue it because Kirk was literally threw it to where he thought he was going and where they were trying to be. But it just felt like at times he was willing things to happen, Cousins. And I brought that up because I wanted to see – if you remember a time where maybe Matt Ryan or JPW or McElroy or somebody kind of acted like that. I know if McElroy did, you probably would have punched him in the mouth.
Oh, for sure. Look, man, you brought it up last night on the pregame show talking about that Matt Ryan at Tampa, get set, you know, the get set game.
Yeah.
He was always like that. And that's what's interesting about Kirk being so animated last night is it feels like – not only last night, but last week as well, when he was kind of getting hit a little bit and, you know, was some of the calls were interesting. I just don't think we've seen that version of Kirk. It's almost like a more I don't know. Is the word urgent? Like, it feels like it's a more urgent version of Kirk, you know, where it's like, hey, we'll fix it. You know, when it's early in the season, it's like, hey, we're going to get this right. We'll go back to work. No, he's like, this has got to happen now.
Yeah, it feels
we've
like.
We've got to do this now.
Yeah, it kind of feels like there's no we. I'm going to do this, and we'll, you know, you will come with me. I'm taking you with me.
I did love the conversation with he and David Seals last night, because it's one of those things when you're really mad at somebody, but you're also friends with them. Like, you don't look at them while you're yelling at them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Kirk's the quarterback, and he's kind of yelling, and he's looking around, and David's kind of just walking around in his peripheral, and he's kind of yelling towards the field. But it's like, dude, I need you to know that I'm highly upset with you right now. I love that version of Kirk. Honestly, I loved it, man. I love the intensity, because I think we all kind of felt it in that moment. It's like, you better fix this right now or this game's going to get out of hand.
Yeah, I was looking at Bijan's numbers, and he's over 1,100 yards rushing. I don't think he'll get there, but he legitimately could get 1,000 yards receiving too. He's just under 700 yards receiving right now. I don't think he'll get there again. I think he would have to get a lot of targets, but man, it's crazy the year he's having, and you know, it just feels empty it sometimes.
Well, and obviously there's been a lot of attention on Raheem Morris as of late, but he was pretty pleased with last night's win. Let's hear from him also speaking with Dave Archer after the game.
You know, the big part tonight was going out there and finishing. I love the way the guys finished. Going out there and get a pick, going out there getting a 4-minute stop on the defense side of the ball, going out there on offense, driving the ball down the field and getting us in position to score, going out there and getting us in position to score the first time to put us in position to do those things. I just think it was an all-out effort across the board, and kicking that thing at the end on special teams. What a great job by the guys.
First of all, I want to know the setting that and you're always there with Dave Archer as he's doing these interviews. I was trying to figure out where you guys were, like in the tunnel and in the guts of the stadium. I couldn't figure out where you guys were standing during this interview because you had so much background noise. I was trying to picture what exactly was going on.
Yeah, we were outside the locker room.
Yeah.
On the wall there.
Yeah.
Right across from the door. I think they've redone the inside of that locker room a little bit since you were there. But it's not a very big locker room, as you know.
Yeah.
Not a lot of room. We at one point in time, you know where the – remember where the coach – only us are going to get this. So I don't even know why I'm bringing it. But remember the coaches' changing room?
Yes.
It is. At one year, we actually did interviews in there.
There you go.
Was like, this is so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That was before. I don't think we were filming it then. But because, you know, we film it, you want to give some privacy to people.
Of course. Yes, of course. That'd be great. I look at Raheem, and I am listening to that interview, and all I can picture is him yelling at the camera after the field goal goes
through.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it was just – it felt good, and I know that Raheem, a lot of people have called for his job. I think that right now, if the season ended, you probably have to move on from him. But I also have been around enough people in these situations where I can separate it and go, he's a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He is a good dude. Whether or not you want him to have the head coaching job, or whether or not you think he can get it done or can develop players, whatever you think about the way he has, you know, gone about coaching this team, he's a good dude. And I was happy for him in that moment. You can see all the emotions start to come out for sure.
Yeah, the throw to Cousins makes to Pitts on the second touchdown drive, where he hits him down the numbers. He absolutely throws him open, because Pitts, when he releases that football, is still kind of engaged, and the guy basically goes in. The DB kind of, I don't know what he does, but Pitts just releases, and boom, he hits him. And Pitts looked up, and the ball was about to hit his hands.
Yeah.
It just felt so in sync last night between those two.
Yeah, it did.
One thing I wanted to bring up was, you know, we've been talking about the penalties all morning long because they were just a lot.
Overbearing.
Overbearing.
Yes.
It's a huge theme of last night's game, and Raheem Morris talked about having to clean those up as well.
You know, everybody, everything about that is gray matter for us, man. You just keep playing. You don't control those things. You control what you can control, and that's all we can do. You know, you figure out how to not get those penalties, and the guys went out there and found a way to win that football game. We'll go clean those things up. Whatever we need to do, it is what it is.
All right. Yeah, he says gray matter, but if you think, well, see, he should have been arguing. He was arguing every call, I can tell you.
I
watched him, and he was animated in it. I said this earlier. I'll say it again real quick. three times in a game, in an NFL game in the history of the NFL, there has been a where one team was called for 15 or more penalties in their opponent in NFL history. One in 1944, two this year. Those two this year, Carl Sheffers was the referee, and it was his unit, his group. So that is interesting enough. You know, just the fact that they weren't the Tampa Bay 23 offensive holding calls, and when they entered this game, they still have 23 offensive holding calls on the season. That's egregious.
I think this is an important note, because as I was listening to him saying it was gray matter, I didn't take away that penalties, that them committing penalties were gray matter. I think that his response about the gray matter was to the fact that the penalties were so lopsided. You know, were the referees against you? You know, what were the referees looking at down in and down? I think that was the part that was gray matter to him. It's like, we can't focus on that. Obviously, we just had to focus on ourselves and not committing penalties. But in the end, it's gray matter as to whether or not they're calling way more on us than they are on them.
I thought they had a good game plan overall, offensively and defensively. When we talk about players making plays, the David Sills drop, is the exact thing that we've talked about. You know, this was a game that you really could not have an opportunity and not make it, and somehow you got around that. Also, this is random, but did you guys happen to see late in the first half run that drive where Tampa kicks the field goal right before the half, right? There's like 7 seconds left, and Tampa, they go out and we call a timeout, and then they come out and we rushed one person,
yeah,
and they dropped everyone, and it was you basically flooded the zone so much with defenders that Baker got pissed. He was pissed off, and he just threw the ball at Rashad White's feet, and it was the perfect play called by Ulbrich. It's the one time where not rushing guys in that situation absolutely was brilliant.
You know what's crazy about it is we actually attempted to do that last week, and it backfired on you. Sam Darnold threw one down the middle of the field, and all of a sudden they were in field goal range. And you're right, Baker was upset. He'd spiked the ball at the ground. I think he realized he had to preserve the amount of time left on the clock if they were going to attempt a field goal in that moment. But it was, I thought, Jeff Ulbrich yesterday had one of the better games he's ever had to call, and I know we'll get into it in a little bit, but Mike Hughes leaving and Kobe Bryant coming in, mm-hmm, absolutely got picked on, and the way he kind of answered that with D. Alford undercutting that route, awesome.
Boy,
awesome stuff.
That was such a big play by D. Alford. I mean, that literally changed the game. That was just a 14-point game at that point, and they're probably about to go in and score again, some kind of points. That was absolutely the biggest play of the game, and I'm glad you brought that up because I don't think we've mentioned it yet. That was absolutely a huge play. I will give Kobe Bryant credit. He got picked on, but he didn't stop. He made a big play in the red area, big tackle. He tried. He stayed in there. He fought.
Well, and you guys talked about Baker Mayfield's temperament during the game last night. We do have some audio from him, and he is not happy. We'll get to that next. Also, TJ Watt had a really scary situation yesterday. We'll talk about that when we go in the huddle next with the morning shift. We are live from Publix in Alpharetta on Haynes Bridge Road on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, 7:25 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from Publix in Alpharetta on Haynesbridge Road. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon's out here keeping us on air. Dylan back at the station. And Kevin here at Publix has been taking care of us this morning. Got us some cold brew. Got us some orange juice. It was all very much needed after a late night. If you need some groceries, knock it out while we're here. Come say hi. Pop it in your GPS. It's 11800 Haynesbridge Road. I do want to say hi to Brett. He just stopped by on his way to work. Also, Matt, great to meet all the Alpharettans.
Mr. Burrows, I think his name was, the tall gentleman that walked in here just a minute ago. Yeah. I want to shout out him. I was trying to catch his name as we were coming back on air. But, yeah, it's been really cool to catch up with some folks up in this end of town, man. Hey, awesome stuff.
We're going to need him. We might need him to – we could probably use him beginning of the year, maybe try out a tackle.
He said he was an electrician. I go, I bet you can reach the can lights in the ceiling just standing there, dude. He's like, not that kind of electrician, but yes. Yeah, no doubt about it.
He's a good one to have around. Well, make sure to stop by. If you're going to put in your GPS, I'll tell you exactly what I told Mike. Put in Publix and then 11800 Haynesbridge Road.
I thought that was so interesting that you texted me 11800.
Yeah.
Because it's... the address is 11800, but when you texted, I was like, is she doing talk to text?
Yes,
I was. Did she do 11 space 800 as it showed up? I was like, what kind of address? Who says the address like that? 11800. I was like, that's a strange way to put it, but we all arrived at the right place.
I literally thought about it last night because I was putting together, you know, my show notes and everything. And I'm like, how do I say that address? Do I say 11800 or 11800? Now you'll never forget it.
I love it.
Also, do not forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. It is free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We do not just have to live in your car. All right, Dylan, let's go in the huddle. Well, after last night's game, I mean, we loved it, but Baker Mayfield.
You like that.
He did not love it. Here is him talking about how this game is going to haunt him for a while.
Disappointing, obviously, but falls on my shoulders. Can't turn the ball over. Can't have that interception. Got to hit Mack in stride on that third down. Listen, you can say what you want about being up two scores and the defense right there, but we have to be better on offense, and it comes down to how I play. And this one's going to haunt me. This falls on my shoulders.
We just talked about the trap coverage, playing D offer underneath Mike Evans and playing Kobe Bryant over the top. It's just, this is not the time, the place, the date, whatever you want to call it, in reaction to the game continuing the good vibes from last night. But I'm just telling y'all, the thought of the conversations you're going to have over the next month and Jeff Ulbrich possibly being a part of those conversations of, you know, whether or not you want some of these guys to be around. The thought of Jeff Ulbrich not being here makes me absolutely sick to my stomach. Mm-hmm. He deserves all the credit for a lot of that performance last night. You see, five more sacks. I mean, in what universe do we live in where five sacks, and it's like, oh, yeah, five sacks again. No big deal.
Yeah, you would
like
have you would have had seven, but not for the refs.
I mean, it's just it's unthinkable where you've been for the last decade to think about the amount of sacks that you are putting up right now and Jeff Ulbrich's defense. Not only that, but like I said, the coverage last night that led to the interception.
James Pierce Jr. is now 14th in the NFL in sacks with eight. He's had seven sacks in six games. And, he has just put it together, man.
Yeah.
And look, they're not all, I just beat that guy. Some of them are, I didn't quit on that play. One last night was he didn't quit on the play. I mean, he's absolutely playing on fire, and it's so good to see him. Brandon Dorlus is trying to keep up. Dorlus got another one last night. He's up to seven now.
You and I talked about it in the pregame. Him against Mike Jordan at left guard and Luke Goedeke against James Pierce Jr., coming off the right side of that offensive line, you just knew they were going to be good matchups, and whether or not it was going to affect the game, but you knew the numbers were going to be there eventually for both those guys.
All right, we're going to pivot a little bit because we've all been paying attention to this Philip Rivers story. Here is Aaron Rodgers, who is 41 on his return.
I want to get your reaction to Philip Rivers and him returning to the league.
I'm not the oldest guy in the league. Love that. It's pretty incredible, though, because he's been out for, I believe, four full seasons, plus this part of this season. I've been a fan of his forever. I've known him a little bit over the years. I just love the way that he competes. Hilarious trash talker, and I wish him nothing but the best.
Is Rivers the one that like won't necessarily cuss when he talks trash, and he just says like the most?
Dang-gummit.
I don't know. I was thinking of Andrew Luck.
He says like
for that one.
I think Rivers is the one that does it. He like says,
"Is Luck the one that thanks you for hitting him?" That's what. Yeah.
Rivers just says like really country sounding like fake cuss words, and it's just silly.
Dadgum.
Well, I saw like a compilation of like shoot the other day.
That was one of the funny parts about all that coming out is, you know, he knows Shane Steichen, and he said he was actually watching the Daniel Jones injury live as it happened, as he tore his Achilles, and he said he was looking at the TV going, I wonder if he'll call me. And he said a couple hours later he gets a phone call and he goes, Dadgummit, let's do it. And I was like, that's so on brand for him. So on brand. I think we're all kind of rooting for him just because of the situation. It sounds like a movie. I don't know what the end game or end goal is, but he obviously knows that offense and can operate at some sort of level. But it seems like we're in an alternate universe looking at that situation.
Absolutely. Well, scary situation for TJ Watt. He was hospitalized yesterday after experiencing discomfort in his lungs. Of course, Monday night's game in Miami, that's in question, but he's just going to focus on getting better, figure out what's going on.
Yeah, that's all you can do at this point. I thought it was crazy. Bo and I were talking about this on the pregame show last night, and it's the fact that it's even in question as to whether or not he's going to play on Monday.
Right,
it's like you're
right.
In the hospital, dude. It's like, what do you even mean?
It's because he's a Watt. Yeah. I hope he's okay. It's scary, man. It's a real scary
terrifying
thing. Because they don't – the last I heard, it was a situation with his lung.
Mm-hmm.
I think the word was discomfort.
Now, Mike Tomlin, obviously, I kind of like the way Mike Tomlin talks. Sometimes he makes me laugh with the way he won't really tell you anything, but he'll tell you just enough, and then he's got some kind of situation with his, you know, he's got a heart situation. We don't know. He should be fine. Like what? And but it's scary, man. It really is scary. So hopefully he is healthy. I mean, if he's playing on Sunday, it might be a minor miracle.
Well, it also just shows you, like, no matter who you are, what age, what level of physical fitness, if you feel something, go get checked.
Yeah.
And Kenny Pickett is likely to start for the Raiders with Geno Smith hurt. Geno is dealing with a right shoulder and back injury right now.
Kenny Pickett off the top. Bo and I were trying to decide which quarterback we were going to pick up in our fantasy league, Kenny Pickett or Riley Leonard. The playoffs have sailed, though.
Can we get Philip Rivers?
Well, I do have to say this. We had Daniel Jones on our roster, and, of course, he gets injured. So the only other quarterback we had available was Kirk Cousins, and he has not been very good. But last night goes for 26 points in the PPR league.
Hey,
let's go!
Dude, my other fantasy league that I'm in solo, I'm the worst team in the league. And I have Drake on there. I had Penix. He's injured. But I also have Kirk Cousins and Kyle Pitts.
Man.
And I had McLaughlin. I've got 89.5 points after Thursday, after last night. And I guarantee you I will lose the game.
What did Kyle get you, about 44? He had to have got – I think it was half PPR, got 44 points last night. It's just absolutely insane.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll check.
Well, coming up, you guys are going to have to make some picks for Man Up Monday. And it's also Fair or Foul Friday. So Fair or Foul. Kalen DeBoer leaves Alabama within the next
two here we
seasons.
Go. Wow.
A new coaching job.
I am over you right now. This has been all week with you.
That is next with the Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix and Alpharetta on Haynesbridge Road on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
7:41 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix and Alpharetta on Haynesbridge Road. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon's out here with us, and Dylan is back at the station. We are having so many listeners stopped by right now. It's absolutely amazing. Charles just stopped by. He's the manager at Peachtree Orthopedics. Jared, the chiropractor, just stopped by. A lot of people, for some reason, awesome in the last stuff. 5 minutes just came in. So if you want to come on by, we're going to be here until 9 a.m. It's 11800 Haynes Bridge Road. You really can't miss us. We're in the dining section.
And if you're just on the fence about it, it's not an intimidating setting. We're just literally standing around sipping coffee, looking at the football scores and different things. So come by, stop by, tell us what you think about the Falcons and everything else going on. Don't tell me that you think Kalen DeBoer is going to leave. I don't want to hear it.
Well, it's just, you know, it's a question. It's not saying it's going to happen. It's a question. We'll get to that in a moment. We do have Fair or Foul Friday on the way. I almost said which one Wednesday. We're definitely on Friday, though. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. All right, Dylan, these guys got to make their picks. So let's go through the records, if you will.
Yes, I would absolutely love to go through the records. So last week, Mike, solid weekend again, 3-2 over this past weekend, championship weekend in college football. Bo, kind of mid, 2-3 this past weekend. Overall record stand as this. Mike, you are 34-26-1. Bo, you are 31-30.
Yeah, I stand on business with that. I feel good. I feel good about where we're going with that.
Compared to what I was last year.
Got to finish strong through the end of the NFL season, but feel good about it. Actually, and I did a couple episodes of Dukes and Bell, as you guys know, and they were talking about how you know, we're whooping them in terms of the standing.
Still the best pick and show on the station by
very nice.
A landslide.
I'm glad they finally owned up to it.
That's right, yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and get the picks for this weekend. Our buddy Mark Zinno, who was in for Bo yesterday, is actually going to be at Army at Navy. Navy is favored by 6. The over-under is 38.5. Who you got, Mike?
I am going to go with Mark Zinno on this one. And he, obviously, being an Army guy, and I was trying to do everything I could to kind of poke fun at him yesterday. I grew up in a Navy neighborhood down in Pensacola. Parents lived just off of Pensacola NAS. And as much as I tried to poke at him, he was like, Navy's definitely going to win.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Mark Zinno on that one. I'll get the Navy minus the 6, and hopefully they do cover when they win.
Navy will win the game. But Army will cover. They'll make it close. I'm taking Army plus a 6.
Okay. Let's
okay. All right. You want to fight. That's all right. Okay. All right. Set the tone, buddy. Set the tone.
I don't know why. I thought I was very polite about it.
We're going to move over to the NFL now. It's Bills at Patriots. Buffalo is favored by 1.5. Over-under is 49.5.
I'm taking the Bills covering the 1.5. They have scored a defensive touchdown in the last 2 games. Their defense has got a little bit of momentum. They're clicking a little bit. I would expect them to win by maybe a field goal or at least 2 points. That's all I care about.
No, Bo's right on this one. I'm sticking with him as well. It's one of those lines that you go, oh, interesting. You're favored by 1.5 on the road against a team that's 11-2. Why would you do that? Vegas knows, baby. Vegas knows. I'll take the Bills minus the points in this one, too.
Okay, moving on to the Ravens at Bengals. Baltimore is favored by 2.5. The over-under is 51.5.
I've got to go over 51.5 on this one. Over 51.5 on this one. Now, has Lamar played great? No. Did Joe Burrow sound dejected and like he was ready to hang up his cleats for a little bit? Probably. To the point where Jamar Chase thought it was an AI video. Jamar Chase is like, was that real video? That's crazy. I thought that was AI. No, but I just think that both these quarterbacks are too good. Both these defenses have had their struggles, although the Ravens have been better of late. But give me the over 51.5 in this one. That's a high total, and it's right there for a reason.
Mike, I agree with Mike. I put the over at 51.5 as well. And the thing I'll say is I just talked about Buffalo's defense kind of clicking.
Yeah.
Because they've been scoring defensive touchdowns. I mean, Cincinnati still put up points against them.
Yeah,
and
you're
I
right.
think Cincinnati will put up points against anybody with healthy Joe Burrow. So I'll take – I think probably Baltimore wins the game. But that doesn't mean they won't – that means it won't go the over.
What was the other 425 game that we talked about?
It was Rams. There's two.
Rams-Lions.
There's Rams-Lions, yep. And there's Packers at Denver.
I'm kind of shocked that Dylan didn't throw that one on there because I think those are tough games to pick. And obviously you think very highly of Detroit's offense, the Rams' offense, and everything else, the fireworks that will come along with that one. But, man, that 425 slate, Told this to Bo last night. I'm so glad we finished our Atlanta Falcons radio network duties on a Thursday because it is going down at my house on Sunday.
Yeah, how are you guys feeling about having a weekend off? Because Grant didn't even realize it. He was at the winter meetings all week, and then he came back for the post-game show with you last night, Mike, and was like, wait, I do have Sunday off.
Yeah, it's going to be so good, dude. It's going to be so good.
I don't feel like I have one. I mean, I'm going to have one. I'm going to get to do fun stuff, but it's just going to be busy. Like, I'm not going to get to chill all day on Saturday or Sunday at any point. We've got our Men's Golf Association end of the year slash holiday party on Saturday night.
Which sounds fun.
But it's going to be great. It's going to be phenomenal. I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong. It's just like there's no just veg out is what I'm saying.
I too am going to a holiday party Saturday.
But
I'm stoked.
Then I've got to turn around Sunday and do brunch with Santa. And
it sounds fun.
It does sound fun, Bo.
Again. I did not say that I was not going to have fun. I just said that I have places to be all weekend.
Do you really think it's going to be fun? Brunch with Santa? Oh,
yeah.
You know what? Melrose
it's
is still
Santa.
She's at a solid
Come on.
Age.
Yeah.
She's not to the – will she cry? This is going to be interesting.
I don't know because she's not yet in the stranger danger thing. Like, she's been around enough of, like, our neighbors and stuff so that she understands that, you know, there's people that – if we're there and we're okay, like handing her or allowing her to get picked up, she seems okay with it. I imagine if like Santa just like an elf went and grabbed her and put her on Santa's lap.
Yeah,
she
you
might
don't ever
not,
want an elf to just come and snatch you up as a baby.
Yeah,
that's,
she might.
That's not
that,
a good thing.
That might be a different story, but I think she's gonna be okay. I would bet if it was the wild card pick, I would say that she doesn't cry.
I'm going to take the over on that. I'm going to say
– this is the random pick of the week?
I'm
going to
say she's going to cry.
Yeah.
Look, you can see she might love strangers until they have a really long white beard and a big red coat, and all of a sudden it gets a little bit intimidating.
Amy's dad's beard is white and a little long. So he doesn't wear –
What name does he go by?
Peepaw.
There you go. So she might just think it's Peepaw.
Well, it's kind of probably confusing that he'll be there. And so he's going to be saying she's
like the Spider-Man meme.
She's
yeah.
Well,
two people.
Well, one will be slightly larger than the other, and it won't be Peepaw. It'll be Santa. It'll be the large one.
Well, same time, same station. We'll figure out who did well in Man Up Monday. We'll also figure out if Melrose cried when she met Santa.
And as a reminder, Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I'm sure they've got one in Alpharetta, guys. Just somewhere probably near Hainesbridge. I'm just throwing that out there, man. Good times.
All right, it is Fair or Foul Friday. I am super curious about this first one. I've been trying to judge how each of you are going to answer this all morning long. I think I know where it's going
to
go.
I don't like the look on your face. I mean, you are always, literally always up to something. I don't like it at all, man. Whatever it is, just come out with it.
Fair or foul, it's very innocent. Sleep is overrated because neither of you have really had sleep, so no, I'm curious.
It was more of a quick cat nap, power nap. Yeah, I'll say it's overrated. My wife gets very concerned, as I'm sure Bo's wife is probably the same way. It's like, you know, I think it's ridiculous that you're going to work after you had to work till 1:30 in the morning last night. I'm like, do you think I would miss this?
Right.
Are you kidding me? They would have to pull me off the show celebrating a Falcon. Now, if the Falcons had lost last night, that'd probably be another conversation. But celebrating the Falcons' victories, these are few and far between. We get to get on here on the air and actually celebrate it. So, yes, today sleep is overrated. I'll go with that.
It's like we're gambling if we're going to be – you know, it's like you guys seemed flabbergasted yesterday morning when I joined you on. You're like, oh, you're going to be in a good mood? I was like, yeah, it's going to be predicted on – it'll be dictated on how the team plays. And it's true because it's so fun to come in here and talk about a win and the good vibes that come with it.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's fair. Sleep is overrated. Look, you – if you want to – will always outweigh any of the other things in your way. Mm-hmm. And my want to do this show and have fun doing this, and I love this is the greatest thing ever. Like, this is the greatest job. So I love this, and so ain't no sleep ain't going to get in my way.
He's going to have one of those shirts out that says, if you want to, you will. You know what I mean? Like, just if you want to, you will.
Exactly.
I can feel it. I feel the vibes.
Squidbilly.com.
That's
all right. So we got to get to this one because I actually had a listener stop by to get your thoughts on it, Mike.
Cody.
He
comes over here and snaps at me like that. Cody, you're lucky you didn't stick around for a little bit. We had words.
Fair or foul. Kalen DeBoer leaves Alabama within the next two seasons for a new job. He's been mixed in a lot of discussions.
No, and I didn't have a problem with it when it was Penn State. There's nothing to it. But usually when you start popping up in conversations, that means there's something behind the scenes, agent-wise, AD, whatever it may be. No, I think he stays at Alabama for the long term. If you remember, Bo, this used to come up all the time with Nick Saban 3 years into his tenure at Alabama. Mm-hmm. He was going to Texas. He was going back to the NFL. He's rumored for all these jobs, and he ended up being there 17 years.
There's
so,
very few jobs in college football that are better than the one he has right now. Michigan happens to be one that is not necessarily better, but is right there with it. It's one of the top 10 jobs. Some would say one of the top five jobs in the country.
I think that's fair in this era of NIL. I think that's fair.
Yeah. But to me, that's not – no, I'm staying. Because here's the thing. Like, for you go from Alabama where you got to beat Auburn every year and you've got the head – you're a head and shoulders above Auburn right now. Whatever Auburn fans want to say, I'm sorry, but that's the truth. You go to Michigan, and you're not saying you're little brother. It's not what I'm saying, but you're actually a little bit behind where Ohio State is, and that will get you fired losing that game. So I don't think he leaves for Michigan.
Also, Michigan doesn't have the best outlook from the rest of the country at this point right now, so I might stay away from that for a little bit.
That's true. All right, fair or foul, Notre Dame had no clue how much backlash opting out of a bowl game would cause.
Foul. Hear me out. Because I don't believe the opting out is what the backlash is coming from. I believe it's the public hissy fit that the AD has thrown is where the backlash is. You know, talking bad about the conference that you're not even a member of in this sport, that the money wouldn't even go to if you made the playoff, those kinds of things. The things said about the conference and the commissioner of the conference by a non-member in football, that's where the backlash to me is coming from.
Yeah, and I, you know, at first I didn't really hate the idea of them opting out of the bowl game, but a couple of people brought up a good point to me that not everybody on that team wanted to opt out. And this 3 weeks could have been a big deal for some of these guys' development. So, yeah, I do kind of hate it either way.
All right, fair or foul? Is it fair or foul to re-gift a present if it is brand new and still in the box?
Y'all can front all you want to, but this is fair 100% to re-gift a present. And if y'all try to disagree with me, you are lying to yourself that you haven't gotten something as a gift and go, yep, that's going to Dirty Santa next weekend. 100% white elephant, whatever it may be. Y'all are going to rotate that thing.
It's foul because most likely someone has taken time out of
their life. There's always that guy. I'm telling you, man.
Someone took time.
Stand up on your pedestal.
Took time out of their life to go grab you something and present it to you, and we know that it's the thought that counts.
It's grandstanding. Unbelievable.
You basically just took a big squat over that thought.
Oh, wow.
And that person.
I'm not even going to respond to this guy.
Bo Morgan might be doing what we call rage baiting.
Yeah, maybe.
Think about this next one. Fair or foul? You can trust someone who prefers vanilla ice cream over all other flavors.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
They only like vanilla.
Well, hold on, because you don't know what they're doing to that vanilla ice cream. See, I like to get the vanilla ice cream at like the football game, at the game in the press boxes, and I take the chocolate syrup and I just like douse it in chocolate syrup, throw some M&Ms, maybe some crumbled up Oreos in there, and then boom, that vanilla ice cream is taking on a whole new life.
I feel like this was a little bit of a sub. Was this a little bit of subtweet, Allie? Was this a subtweet? You subtweeted me, Allie.
I was just thinking about it, and people that go outside of vanilla, like, does that mean they're a little spicy? Like a little bit? They have different characteristics. I don't know.
I don't know. I do trust Dylan, though. I don't think he could lie to me if he wanted to. You know what I mean? Just straight up. You just have to believe what Dylan's saying.
You know what's funny is I asked Dylan a question last night during the broadcast, and he was trying to dance around telling me the entire truth. And I said, Dylan, don't – I straight up said, Dylan, don't lie to me. Just tell me the truth. Doesn't affect you. Okay, well – and then boom, he told me the truth. And I was like, bro – I'm a bad liar, And you're a worse liar than I am.
Well, for some reason, I came up with that, and I thought, you know what? It's fair, and I don't know why, but it is. Mm. You can trust people that like vanilla ice cream.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Call in, celebrate this Falcons victory with us, 404-726-0929. Also, do you think Kalen DeBoer will be leaving Alabama within the next two seasons? That is the topic of conversation this morning. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.